We've talked about quite a bit since 9 o'clock. A lot of moving texts and emails in relation to the most sensitive of issues that we started with, the number of people who've been abused in the past. I want to speak to a gentleman who's on this line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Yes, good morning. I've avoided calling you by your name because you are going to talk about a sensitive topic. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. My name's Alan, Frank.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
I was listening to the representative on from Nexus there, and it's an organisation that maybe a lot of people aren't aware of, and an organisation that some people should be aware of, because I myself went to Nexus when I was 46, 47. It was only a couple of years ago, following dealing with an incident that happened to me over 30 years ago, which moulded my, basically would be termed a dysfunctional relationship with people. I wasn't able to express myself. I wasn't demonstrative. As far as sex relationships go, they were pretty much a no-no. And I held that within me for, say, over 30 years. It really was very destructive. And I just got to the point when I realised, look, I need to deal with this somehow or other. I need to talk to somebody. I had talked to my wife or ex-wife when we first met about it, and she had encouraged me to go, but at the time I just wasn't in the right place, or I didn't feel I needed to go. And one of the reasons I discovered going to Nexus was that I didn't seek help before, because I felt guilty all that time, and I felt angry. And the reason I felt angry was, it's a very common feeling, is that why didn't they stop it? Why didn't they say something? Why didn't they say no? Why didn't they kick out? And I felt that anger for years, and I used to beat myself up over it. And it wasn't until the early stages of the Council of Nexus that actually I realised that here was I, and I wasn't being angry with a 46-year-old man. I was being angry with a 13-year-old boy who really wasn't world-wise and was innocent and all that stuff. And there's a certain guilt because of the age and the early teens that, yeah, you sort of maybe enjoyed it a wee bit. And why, again, coming back, you just didn't know why you didn't say anything. And it just all comes from going to Nexus that I realised it was all part of the control, all part of the grooming, even the groping later on. Wasn't a sexual thing for the perpetrator. It was more of a contact thing to remind me of my little secret, and I keep that way. And all I would say, I would encourage people at any time, you know, yeah, if you can go early, go early. But if you can't go early, go at some stage and talk to Lex and Nexus. It was a life changer for me, and it really, I say, I sometimes feel guilty that I didn't go earlier, but I just wasn't ready to go earlier. And I do, a lot of these historical cases coming up here, a lot of people saying, you know, why didn't they say, I don't believe it, why do they wait, oh, they're only coming out now. People are coming out now because they say, well, if they've done it, why can't they do it? And that's what I initially texted you about it, Frank, but I'm quite happy to talk about it.
It must be very difficult to take that first step to talk. And it's interesting the way that you've analysed it, because you're sounding at times like a 46-year-old man, and at other times you're revisiting being that 13-year-old victim and almost angry with the 13-year-old in your memory, who doesn't deserve in any way to have any anger directed towards him. And you're almost, there was one line you used there in that commentary where, when you were analysing it, you were, to some extent, in the past, almost justifying what the perpetrator was done, letting the perpetrator off the hook to some extent by saying that possibly somewhere along the line there was some satisfaction in it for you. That has to be something you conjured up in your mind as almost a mode of protection, really.
Yeah, certainly, Frank. That was definitely, it was easier to sort of, it's easier to find an explanation for something, even if it's not a good one, even if it's a cack-handed one or whatever. But an explanation is better than a total what the heck happened. And, you know, if you can explain something for whatever reason, you can, well, in speech marks, deal with it. And I'd say what you end up doing is you put it in a box and you put it away somewhere. And it's a bit like, as we explained to me, it's a bit like your roof space. Roof spaces are great things. You can throw things into them and they're out of the way. But in the back of your head, the roof space annoys you because there's a box in that you knew you should have dealt with and sorted it out, threw it out or whatever. But you never get around to it because you move, you try to move on with other things. But this box is always in the roof space. And it always annoys you, and you never feel better until you go to that roof space and actually empty the box and do whatever you got to do with it. And that is how I seen going to Nexus. You know, I had that box in my head, in my roof space, and until I actually dealt with it and cleaned it out and seen that the anger that I had for the 13-year-old boy was totally irrational, though understandable, because again, that's just all part of the process.
Did you get justice? Did you manage to get justice against the perpetrator?
No,
is that person still alive?
No. That was, as I say, the guard from Nexus was on there. You're made aware of that from the start, that if you make aware of the perpetrator's name and their relationship or their identification and they're still alive, they are bound from the PSNI. You know, there's no confessional box sort of secrets as such. But no, it was actually after the perpetrator died that it went, and maybe that was part of it, you know.
And was this a one-off, or was it someone who was torturing you for a considerable time?
The actual incident was, I suppose, a night off or a one-off or a couple of events on an evening. But over maybe the next few years, you know, the opportunity would have been a group or just a touch, but it was never went further than that. And actually, as I say, going to Nexus, I realised that was probably more of keeping a connection with you and keeping that wee secret, dirty secret that you have. Secret, you know, I know about this and you're okay, but because you haven't told anybody. And as time progresses, you know, because you didn't say anything at 13 or 14 or whatever it was, you do have a tendency of putting it back to the point that you do lock it away. But it's still there and it still niggles you and it does still wreck your relationships and stuff.
And I presume that the intervention was coming from another man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not always the case, but in most cases it is the situation. Alan, you've coped, and it must be a terrible challenge going through life with that hanging over you. And sadly, there are so many people the length and breadth of Northern Ireland who've been through that harrowing, harrowing experience.
Yeah.
I hope you've inspired others who are listening at the moment, Alan, and I'm sure you have, because your clarity is just perfect on it. Really appreciate the call, fella. Thank you.
That's okay, Frank. Thanks for letting me talk. Thank you.
So there's a man who's definitely recommending a visit to Nexus if you feel they could help you. Have the courage. He's had the courage and he's had the satisfaction of the counselling as a result. Why should someone who abused you in the past have that power forever to control you the whole way to your grave?